Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. Today, I'm going to break down how to build your product suite in your soul business. This is going to be for somebody who's ready to tune into some strategy. As you know, we talk about both on this podcast. We talk about the divine feminine energy. We talk about the healed masculine energy. No matter what body we came into on this earthly realm, we have both of these energies and they have so much to teach us. And I have found the most amazing results when we balance these two energies inside of our business. So let's dive right in. All right. What is a product suite? Well, I want you to think about this. Your product suite, it's the pillars that is holding the house up. So I want you to think of a house, and I want you to think of four corners, and I want you to think of those pillars being your offers, your offering. Those pillars are holding up your highest vision. And the highest vision is your dharma. It is the thing that you came down here on this earth to do. So when we look at our product suite, it is so important that we bring in the right products that are holding up that vision. You know, honestly, what I see the most is people have misaligned offers. They actually are very clear about their vision. They know what they want to create, but then they have these offers that they think they have to do. And that's not what we want. Right now in this episode, I want us to all examine our product suite. I want us to examine how our ideal potential client is flowing through one offer into the other. Let's keep going. All right. One of the most popular questions I always get is how many offers should you have? And I believe that when we start, it's all about trial and error. You want to make sure that you're outputting things that feel good for you, and you want to be in that exploratory stage. You want to be in that curiosity, but please beware of this shiny red object. Please beware of this syndrome of needing to have a new offer every single month. Like, I'm sorry, that just sounds exhausting. I never wanted to do that in my soul business. If you're somebody who wants to buy back their time, if you want somebody who doesn't want to feel a cage or a prisoner to your soul business, it's actually an art to find the balance. And for me in the beginning, it was about perfecting one offer. And that's really what I want to bring forth inside of this conversation is that your product suite doesn't need to have 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 offers. I usually get asked, what's the suite number? And if you have one offer, like, that's amazing. You just have to figure out how are they coming into your world. The sweet spot for me is 3. I love to see a business that has 3 offers. They have one core signature offer. They have one offer where people can continue to keep going. And then they have a downsell and another offer where maybe they came from, meaning they weren't ready for that signature offer, but they had to first take another course. Maybe it was shorter commitment. Maybe it was a lower financial investment. There was something that was prepping them to get there. But please know that there are no magic tricks to this. I always try to tell everybody that building your soul business, and bring your hands to your heart, building your soul business is really about you getting clear with your desire. It's not about you looking around and figuring out what so-and-so is doing and trying to replicate that, thinking you're going to get the same result. Building your soul business is so unique to you. And I've seen people build businesses just running retreats. I've seen people build businesses just having digital products, some having physical products. It really is so dependent on you. And it's really dependent on how you actually want to live your life. So let's keep going. This is an example of a product suite. And this is an example of mine. So I want you to write this down to see if you get some ideas. And remember that your product suite is going to evolve. If you feel like, oh my God, I don't know, I can't make decisions, just ask yourself, where am I now? And the first thing I want you to ask yourself, and I want you to write this down, I want you to write down lead generation or a freebie. And I want you to start to think about, what are the ways that people are finding my work? Are they finding me on TikTok because videos are going viral? Do I have Google ads? Do I have a podcast? Am I on YouTube? Think about the ways that people are coming into your world. And if you don't know what that is, well, then let's brainstorm, because this is an important key factor into your soul business. Yes, I know. You know, we always are manifesting our ideal client and they're always energetically making their way to us. But this is the strategy part. Like, this is the part where we also have backup. We also know that these things are in place. And it becomes a double force. We become more powerful knowing that we're doing both. We're both using the energetics in our business and we're using that healed masculine. For me, it is waking up with Melissa. It's actually this, right? So this is how people find us. People tune in and binge these episodes. And I love that. And so start to ask yourself, how do people find me? The next thing I want you to start to think about is, how do people learn a little bit more about me? Is there maybe a free PDF where it's a guidebook on how to heal the money wounds? Is it a video that you send them? Is it a low offer under $100 or $200? Like, what is the way that when people tune in, they start to learn more about you? Maybe they go over to another platform and they start to binge your content. And ultimately, that is going to lead people to your signature offer. I always ask people, what is the thing that you want to be known for? And I'm so serious about this. And I actually just did this training yesterday with our Cosmic Genius group. And I saw so many people swapping out their signature offer because what was making them money or what is making them money is not necessarily the thing they want to be known for. And remember, your signature offer is something that I believe you should be comfortable doing for a while. Like, I have not stopped talking about Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business. It's the 10th round. And I am sure that this is supposed to be the work that I am supposed to be doing. And will it change? Absolutely. Will it evolve? Of course it will. But like, I am sure I'm supposed to be talking about soul entrepreneurship and the ways that feel more aligned and less bro-y and all of that other stuff, right? And so really start to ask yourself, what is the thing I want people to know about me? What do I want to be known for? And plug that into your signature offer. After people are done with that, I want you to ask yourself, if somebody wanted to continue to work with me, but potentially didn't want to reinvest, what is the way that they maintain their results? Is there a free Facebook group? Is there a community? Is there a text app? I want you to start to think about this maintenance offer. And oftentimes, I think a good maintenance offer can be somebody's membership. So a membership to me is not a newbie type of offer. It can be for anybody. I actually just got invited to another membership that was just for 7-figure entrepreneurs. Like, it's not for a newbie. It's for somebody who wants to be in close proximity to like-minded beings. It's for somebody who wants to continue to be plugged into mentorship. And so for us, this is our Cosmic Genius group, right? It's our one-year mentorship. It is a little bit of a lower investment than all of our other offers. And it's a great way for not only us to forge community, but for us to stay plugged into the vortex of our soul business by meeting every 2 weeks. And so I want you to start to think about that. After somebody's done and they're in your signature offer, where do they go after that? And then let's talk about the person who is ready to fly. What about the person that's like, I don't want to maintain these results. I want to keep going. Like, I want to double these results. That's a beautiful opportunity to bring in an offer, a high ticket offer potentially, or just the, and by the way, let me take a step back. Doesn't have to be a high ticket offer. Doesn't have to be a jump in a ridiculous number. It could just be an offer that takes them to a bigger transformation. Okay. So that to me feels like a solid product suite. And now I want you to remember this. I want you to start to think about the gaps in that product suite. And I want you to think about the things that you know really clearly, like maybe that's the signature offer, or maybe that's the maintenance program, or maybe that's the higher transformation program. And I want you to start to think about, where are the gaps? There are always gaps. And I'll give you a perfect example. I remember I ran Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business for at least maybe four rounds. And after that, I started to realize everybody had the same problem, which was they were still so unclear about their vision. And while, of course, we do that work inside of this program, it was too many people that still had, and they were coming into the program with this problem. And we would spend almost a month really diving deep and uncovering what is their highest vision and really get into that place where they even feel comfortable to start talking about the structure of the business. So I then realized, holy crap, I need a downsell. I need to create an offer where it's a step before they get here. It is something that I wanted to bring forth that almost prepared the students so that by the time they started this program, they were like, I know exactly what my vision is. Yes, like I still need to practice it, but I'm really close. And so hence why Portal to the Vision came to life. And it is a self-paced course, but it was a perfect opportunity for people to tap into a 5-hour channeled message on how to connect to your highest vision, get prepared for this next adventure. And I saw tremendous results at the end of that signature offer. And so looking into the gaps in your product suite is really important. I want to pause really quickly. And I want to remind us that our superpower is not making the right decision. Our superpower comes from making a decision. So if you're tuning into this and you're like, I don't know, what decision do I make? I want to remind you that business is about innovation. It's about collecting data. It's about you analyzing that data and asking yourself, what worked really good? What didn't? What needs improvement? What do we get to chuck and toss out because we tried it and it didn't work? That, for me, is what soul entrepreneurship is about. Honestly, it's like life, right? It's like, if you wake up one day and you change your mind, like, you don't got to explain that shit to anybody. Like, just go about your business and change directions. You don't have to announce it. You just change. And so your soul business, remember, is the same way. So give yourself that opportunity to lean into the curiosity of it. And we're not in school. We're not in test-taking time where you have to get the answer right. This is about you just taking a step. This is about you just taking that first leap, that jump into. And then from there, we'll figure it out. And listen, I'm still doing this shit, okay? Like, I don't have all the answers either. Like, I am still learning, calibrating, and jumping. Learning, calibrating, and jumping. And the more jumps I make, the more I realize where I want to be and where I don't want to be. And regardless of where I land, all of it is useful. Let's start talking about the client journey, because this is also going to help you really start to nail down your product suite. You actually can't build your product suite if you have no clarity over your ideal client. You have to ask yourself, why are people coming to me? Like, why me? Why me over anybody else? What am I resolving? What am I bringing to the table? And don't get stuck on like, oh, I'm just like everybody else. There's nothing special about me. Take that back. That's not fucking true. All human beings are just magnificently so fucking magical and so special. And nobody on this entire planet is the same. We all have our sauce. We all have our unique magic. It's okay if you want to do something that's already been done. That's not a bad thing. That means there's a market out there. That means there's ideal clients that are desiring to get that kind of service. Just make it different. And I want to start to ask you a few questions if you want to write this down. I want you to ask and I want you to channel this person and ask yourself, where are they starting? Like, where are they now? How do they feel about the position that they're in today? And then I want you to ask yourself, what are the problems or the struggles that they're experiencing? This is so important because you don't want to build offers that you think people want. You literally want to build offers that resolve a problem. That is business 101. And honestly, that's just helpful. Has anybody ever purchased something and you're like, oh, this is not what I wanted. This is not what I actually needed. It's like really a waste of time. People want solutions to their problems. So if I had to do this client journey and I had to teleport back to my, you know, spiritual journey, I was in a place where I wasn't satisfied with life. I wanted more. The problems that I was experiencing were anxiety, overthinking, smoking too many cigarettes, making the wrong choices, negative self-talk. Like, those are all the things that were happening in my world. So guess what? My very first product, guess what it did? It was called Unleash and Unveil into Harmony. And it helped people feel calm within their body, because those are the things that I had learned through mindfulness, yoga, and meditation. Those tools really changed my life. And so that was one of the first things that I taught people, because those were the things that I was mastering. So you understanding where your ideal client is so important. Now I want you to think about, where are they looking to find a solution to their problems? Like, what kind of content are they looking up? And I want you to ask yourself, could they find you in that content? So I'll put myself as the guinea pig example here. When I was moving through all of that, I was on the internet and I was looking how to lower your stress. I was Googling how to go on a retreat. I was Googling local events for sound healing. Like, I didn't even know what any of these things meant. But I knew that I knew enough that I wanted to be in person and I wanted to get around community. And I was asking questions. I was on the Instagram and all the other apps, you know, typing, what are the signs of a spiritual awakening moment? Like, all of those things were happening. So I want you to start to ask yourself that, because that's going to help you get into the mind of this ideal client. And it's going to help you start to formulate the process of how they find you. And the last thing I want you to start to think about is, what are the things that are potentially in the way of them making that leap? This is the gained beliefs that they have to have in order for them to get to you. I'll give you another example. I remember the very first time I was supposed to go to Morocco, which I ended up going, I actually turned down the offer 2 times. And the reason why was because I couldn't wrap my mind around leaving my job for 20 something days. I just was so afraid. Like, the fear was so debilitating. I just could not get how I was the person that got to do that. And so finally, I did change my mind when my beautiful teacher at the time had asked, well, if not now, then when? And when are you going to actually just do something for yourself? And I know that seems so simple, but that really struck a chord within me. And I was like, fuck, like, you're right. Like, what am I doing here? Like, yes, I went to school to be a TV producer, and this is amazing, and this is great, and I'm honoring this, and I don't hate it. Like, I didn't become a TV producer and hate it. Like, I really did like what I was doing. I just knew that there was more, and I took that leap. But a big thing that was standing in the way for me was my own mindset. I needed to change the belief that I was worthy. I needed to change the belief that although this was several thousand dollars, I had never spent that much money on myself to go across the country and go to Morocco and become a yoga teacher, which, by the way, I wasn't even convinced, nor did I even want to actually become a teacher. I just thought it was a great idea to go to Morocco and to unplug for that many days. And I did really start to fall in love with the practice. And so my mind was, I'm just going to go over there and just keep practicing. And this is going to be great. This is going to be beneficial. I'll come back with the certificate. That'll be a bonus. But I just want to go and I want to learn how to decompress. I want to learn how to, you know, unwind and actually become more still. I didn't know that when I came back, I would be fired from my TV job, and that little beautiful piece of paper that I thought would be such a bonus was actually my lifeline, and the thing that I actually never received a paycheck after that. I just learned to work for myself, and I learned to be in community and be of service and share the small gifts that I have. I'm not the type of person that I'm telling you, I'm the best at XYZ. No, I know a little bit about some of these things that have radically changed my life. And if you tune into it, that's great. But there's so much to learn from yourself. One, because you have inner guides and you have an inner knowing and you have a beautiful compass that is directing and pulling you into life. And just the universe. People are always teaching us. You know, in yoga, we say that there's a guru everywhere. It's in your friends. It's in the experiences that you are moving through. It's in the trials and tribulations. It's in nature. It's everywhere. There's always something to learn. Just look. Your eyes are the windows to the soul. So continue to keep looking at other souls because they're reflecting back to you. So that is the client journey. Humans, I hope that you found this helpful. This is just a taste, a little smidget of what it can look like when we start to perfect our product suite. Remember that there is no magic number. You just having one product and knowing how people are finding you and being filtered into that program is just such a beautiful thing. It's such a beautiful offering. I operated my business like this for a really long time. And it actually took an even longer time to introduce more products. And so the number doesn't mean anything. Really start to drop into your heart and your intention of why you get to bring this beautiful offering out into the universe. For those that are ready to take the next step and you feel that this is your season, this is your time to start to merge your beautiful spiritual gifts with an aligned business that truly is feeding not only your business, but most importantly, your soul. None of this is worth it if we wake up every single day feeling depleted and defeated with the work that we get to do. Our work honestly gets to truly be fun. It gets to be impactful and it gets to change so many lives. If you're in this place right now, come check out Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business. We start in 2 weeks. June 26th is the day we start. Send me a DM. DM me the word unleash and we'll connect. We'll have a beautiful conversation. It'll be like 15, 20 minutes and we'll continue to tune in and see if it's an aligned program for you. Humans, I'll see you soon. Go with God. Namaste. Peace out. Breathe.